This video is dedicated by the Huberfeld family in memory of Pinchas and Ray Huberfeld, Aleihem Shalom. Hello and welcome to Jewish History in Daf Yomi. Today's daf has a reference to children born in hiding. It's worth mentioning a couple of things. First, that Jews definitely did live in caves during the Bar Kokhba revolt, very famously excavated by Yigael Yadin, fantastic finds of rebels, Jewish rebels, living in the Qumran region, in the caves of the Judean desert. But it's also true that children were also born in hiding in our own times, in the Holocaust, for example. 1.5 million of the victims of the Holocaust were in fact children. Absolutely horrific number. We have children who were born in urban centers and kept in hiding. We even have Jewish children who were born in ghettos and camps, amazingly protected by other prisoners whenever possible. One of the most fantastic and phenomenal stories of the period, which unlike most, has a very happy ending, is Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, the former chief rabbi of Israel, was actually 2 years old when the war began, and he was hidden throughout the war by both Jewish and non-Jewish rescuers. After his parents were deported and murdered, his older brother Naftali, who was a teenager at the time, actually hid him in the camp known as Buchenwald at great personal risk, carrying him around in a sack and all kinds of things to disguise his presence from the Nazis. I know myself, one of my colleagues at Touro University is Professor Michael Zenberg, who was actually raised through the wars, sheltered, living behind a false wall for much of his childhood. Absolutely incredible suffering, hard to imagine it. But nevertheless, the Gemara speaks about things that actually happened both historically and unfortunately sometimes even today. I hope this illuminated your daf, and I wish you hatzlacha in your learning.